Thanking God for What Didn't Happen by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Psalm 91, 1 through 2. Sometimes we need to thank God for all the things that didn't happen, for what He stopped that we never knew about. We may not always see it or feel it. We might forget it's there at times, or even wonder if God's left us to fend for ourselves in the heat of hard situations in life. But His protection is real. He sees what we can't see. He knows what we may not know. And if we belong to Him, we can trust He is with us every step, going before us and covering our back too. Yet in a world of dark, He often gets blamed for a lot of stuff that swirls around us. Why would God let that happen? Why didn't He do something different? Why did God cause this to happen? But the truth is, we often have no idea how much He's protected us from, how He's continually working on our behalf, even behind the scenes where we can't see, following after us, chasing us, to bring us great blessing, and to show us the way. He promises to take us by the hand. He reminds us not to fear and assures us He will help us. We're never left on our own to try to figure everything out. We're not left to fight our battles in our own strength. That pathway is filled with potholes of worry and burdens. It'll trip you up. It'll wear you out. God's way is better, full of security, peace, assurance, and all this world can never fully offer. Trust Him, even when it's hard to understand it all, and believe His ways are the best for you. Intersecting faith and life. Dear God, thank You that You go before us and that You cover us from behind. Thank You for Your protection over us, that You surround our lives as a shield. Thank You for Your grace and favor, for Your blessings and love that You so graciously shine over Your people. We trust You even when we cannot see all that You're doing. We know that You are for us and You fight for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. For further reading, check out Psalm 46:1, Isaiah 54:17, Isaiah 41:13, Psalm 23.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then He grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.